Happy New Year! I am Michael Kaiton and I welcome you to the first episode of InsightsCom radio program in the year 2025. InsightsCom is a production of the Student Christian Organization of Malawi, SCOM, and this program brings the ministry of SCOM on radio by presenting a biblical perspective on matters that affect young people, more especially students. Remember, SCOM is an interdenominational student movement, which its vision is to be a vibrant student movement on every campus, capable of impacting the whole society for God. Today, we hear the first part of the teaching on effectiveness in youth ministry by Ellen Napala, where she will specifically focus on what is youth ministry, importance of youth ministry, and what makes an effective youth ministry. We also get to hear New Year messages from the National Executive Committee Chairperson for SCOM, as well as the SCOM General Secretary. So please, let's be together. For a start, I invite Kondwa Nchirwa to give us a Thanksgiving track titled Kumamba Kumweko.
Listening to InsightsCom.
Party, kumutu analizo. Agana mala ronco, bona na nafe, zatse analizo. Nero wokala ni moyo hunde yeso. Sigurisa sango tangela kutsiwiga, ulinkondo kunjalo, maso agutubi. Sana zione inuwa ni violeta Ulikonyo mjangu Maso utubi Sana zione inuwa ni violeta ya Venangati
Venangati ni kwele kati
Venangati
Venangati ni kwele kumamba kumweko Sabu chobo sani Sabu chobo sani Sabu chobo sani
Tractored Kumamba Kumweko, done by Kondwanchira, coming your way on InsideScom here on TWR. And today you are with me, Michael Kaidon. I now invite Ellen Napala to introduce the teaching on effectiveness in youth ministry.
Effectiveness in youth ministry, but I'll begin by defining youth ministry. As we are talking about effectiveness in youth ministry, we need to understand what youth ministry is all about. So youth ministry has been defined in several ways. There are so many definitions, but I picked three. Number one, youth ministry is an age-specific religious ministry of faith groups or other religious organizations, usually from ages 12 to 30, whose mission is to involve and engage with young people who attend their places of worship or who live in their community. I got that one from Wikipedia. The other definition, it is a series of programs and activities to give young people a chance to participate in church organizational life, develop own faith and spirituality. The third one, it is a way of creating meaningful relationships between adult Christian leaders and students for the purpose of helping those students grow in their relationship with God. So be using youth and student interchangeably. But from these three definitions, I want us to pick four keywords. There is an age-specific group. We may define youth differently, or the age ranges may be different, but there's a specific age group. Then there are specific programs or activities for specific purpose, for a specific mission. And then there is an issue of relationships between the youth and the adult. Age-specific group, specific programs, specific activities, specific purpose or mission. And then there is cultivation of meaningful relationships between adults and the youth. We cannot talk about youth ministry without these four critical areas. A vibrant youth ministry is a hope for a strong church organization and church and society at large. If we do a good job in youth ministry, then we have a hope for a strong church and organization. While different institutions have different age ranges, as a school, our ministry is dedicated to students. Our primary ministry is to the students. I mean, a majority of they belong to any of the specific age ranges. According to the Constitution of Malawi, Washinyamata mayambira zaka 10 to 35. Others, they will define 12 to 30, and 15 to 25. Koma, we are working with students, I mean, a majority age, they are within these age ranges. We need to understand why we need to do youth ministry. Why is it important? I have 6 points. Youth ministry helps young people develop strong moral and ethical foundations, equipping them with the tools to make informed, faith-based decisions. It equips them. It helps them to build strong foundations for whatever it is they are going to become in future. Maziwage, amayala, and how many, alibashinyamata. And when we are there helping them along the process. It helps them to make informed decisions, faith-based decisions. And hambira mana andira Yesu, anandira Yesu before Zaka 25. After 25, and hama kala kudazikika majimo, kwacho tsamo kumakhala kuvuta. Koma samakhala kuti they've already formed their principles, lifestyles, kudacho kemo, zimakhala zovuta. They have already established the value systems. So youth ministry is very important because it helps them, but how many other are flexible and willing to change. They are still exploring things, and when we help them, working alongside them, it helps them to make good decisions. Number two, it provides a dedicated space. Youth ministry provides a dedicated space for the young people to showcase their talents, to be involved in ministry, to do what they are called to do, or to discover who they are. Number three, it creates room for young people to actively participate in various organizational activities. Tikamati youth ministry, sikuti nthawi zose ndi kuti adata amayima kusogolo, kumangolalikira kapena kumangogawa mawu. They get involved. Muzochitika zosiyana siyana. So youth ministry creates that room for young people to be actively involved or to participate in various organizational activities and allowing them to contribute to the organization's broader mission. We cannot achieve the mission of SCOM minus the students. That will not be possible. So as they are participating in various activities, they are also contributing to the attainment of our broader mission. Number four, the youth are the only link to the future. We need to do youth ministry because that is the only hope or the only link to the future. What we see in the campus, as somebody said, it is a reflection of future policies. If you want to see Malawi in the next 30 years, in the next 20 years, then look at what is happening in the schools. Because that is what our future is going to become. Because those people, they are the ones when they graduate, they occupy those positions. They'll be the ones making policies, they'll be the ones implementing the policies we have made now. So if you want a better Malawi, then we invest in the youth of today. If you want a strong church, we invest in the youth of today. And when we do that, we are investing in our own children's future. Tsogola tuifeyo ndilo nolo. Ndi momwemwe, ifeyo ndilo kale kutsogolo, tafika kale kutsogolo lathu. Koma when we invest in the young people, we are investing in our children's future. Amene ndangono angona aja, tsogololawo, anthu amene azizaendetsa zinthu nthawi imene yoyo, ndachinyamatale lolowa. Anthu amene azizathamanga ndi SCOM, zaka 10 zikubwerazi, ndi amene adayikukale ku sukulu lerolowa. So ngati ufuna SCOM yabwino, yoti ana athu ndi zidzukulu zathu azapeze SCOM yabwino, then we better do a good job pa ma students alerolo. Hallelujah. So as we invest in them, we invest in our children's future. And involving them ensures continuity of organizational traditions while empowering the next generation of leaders. Tikamachita involve muzochitika zalero, zomwezo ndizimene amazipunzira, amazapitiriza ife titatani, titakhala pansi, titabuma. Koma tikamango thamanga tokha, then itatopa ndikwaza tanyamata yambani kuthamanga, sazadziwa kuthamanga kwake kuti timathamanga bwanji. So if you want to continue it, we do a good job today and we make sure that we involve them. Number five, the youth are energetic and therefore a reliable human resource for most of our activities. We need to do youth ministry because we want to take advantage of the energy that young people have. Ndikunama, panopa tikaditivine tivina panopa mpaka na tikhozo jezera. So sometimes amazapanga zinthu zosalongosoka because they don't have anywhere else to spend their energies on. So it gives them something to spend their time and energies on. Proverbs 20 verse number 29, I will not read. But the last point, why we need to do youth ministry is because it is easier to prepare children or the youth than to mend broken adults. This one is very key. It is easier to prepare the young ones than to mend the broken adults. This one, eh? Ntengo tima wongola uli wanchede, ukakula tisa wongola, uzachoka. So ena akoso kudabwa, mmarani, ndiachi nyamara mga kala nao. it is easier to influence them, to equip them, to prepare them to become better than kuyamba kumukonza munthu achikulire kuti adasokonekera kaye. Chifukwa chake akuluakulu amavuta kulandira Yesu. Chifukwa chake amavuta kuasintha. If you want to change things, then we involve achinyamata. Maiko ambiri kumene kuna achitika revolution idabwera ndi achinyamata because they embrace change more savuta. And the other thing is, when we want to plan about the future, sitingama kambirane za tsogolo ndi anthu akuluakulu okhaokha. Young people have a better perspective of the future than anthu akuluakulu. Ngati mufuna muone za tsogolo and muyambe kuchita plan, you are better off asking achinyamata kuti tsogolo akuliona bwanji. What is it that we should do? Joel chapter 2, verse number 28, amanena kuti masiku otsiriza ndizatsanulira mzimu wanga pathupi nalilonse. Young men, your old men will dream dreams. Young people will see visions. And somebody said on that one, kuti akuluakulu they dream from experience, out of experience. Akamalota, usually anthu ambiri tikamalota chinthu chinachilingalira masana. Eti? Ndi zinthu zonena kuti tadutsama zimene zimachita inform maloto athu. But young people see visions about the future. So if we do ministry, youth ministry, we make sure that we balance. We bring in experience, we also bring in a perspective about the future. Ndi chifukwa chake pakubwera relationship between adults and the young people. So it is easier to prepare young people than to mend broken adults. Tikagwira zinthu, tagwira kusuntha kumakhala kovuta. What makes an effective youth ministry? Started by defining the word effective or effectiveness. Other words similar in meaning with that. There's functional. When we talk about effectiveness, it means something is functional. It is operational. It is something that works. It is efficient, active, successful, current or up to date, useful, helpful. So when we talk about effective youth ministry, we are talking about a ministry to the young people that is functional, that is operational, that is successful, that will be able to see results at the end. Several factors determine whether a youth ministry is effective or not. So there are five factors. Number one is the youth themselves. How do you know a youth ministry is effective? By looking at the youth, their actions. Akuzani kuti utumiki uungwa phindu. Skom timakamba za vibrant, eh? Tikapita ku school, tikadziwa kuti panopa skom ikuyenda kapena sizi kuyenda by just looking at the skom members. Am I correct? So the youth themselves will tell us whether we have done a good job or not, whether our ministry to them is effective or not. Are they available? Are they willing to learn? Number two, the quality of the youth minister or the youth leader. So all of us here, some are young people, but the fact that you are here, you are also a youth minister. So youth ministers, amakhala ma adults, komanso amakhala achinyamata ini ake. So the quality of the youth leader will determine whether the ministry to the young people is going to effective or is effective or not. Taona kwa mautumiki akutha atsogolere ena akarayikidwa pampando. Ena akutsitsimuka atangosankhidwa soena. Ndi momwemwe kukusankhani kukhala acheya achinyamata kutchalishi kwanu anthu kuchita kubwera atsogoleri tithandizeni youth pano inatani inatha. Munthawi yakuti youth inkabeba. So sometimes it is about the youth minister. Achinyamata alipo, they are available, but sometimes the leaders. Zochitika zawo zobalalitsa utumiki. Ifeyo tisakhale atsogoleri kapena ma associate amene timwazo utumiki wa skomu maskulu. Kapena mmatchalichi mwathu ngatangati dalire ndi utsogoleri wa achinyamata. Usamwazike utumiki pansi pa utsogoleri wathu. Hallelujah. Number three, quality of youth programs. Ma program athu azaonetsa kunena kuti utumiki wa achinyamata uli effective kapena ayi. Our programs entertaining or transforming. We need a good balance. When we are dealing in achinyamata, sitingamango zimula pena palipose. Tikwena ubwere samoso kaja? A bit of entertainment. Apo bi ati tawa. Komaso kangokhala munthu ongoti too serious. Amati komaso madabwa kuti palibe ndi chimene akumvetsera chomwe. For my programs athu munati kuwapanga mwachikalekale kwambiri. They are not youth friendly. We need to pay attention to the kind of programs or activities that we have. Number four, organizational systems or structure. Structure yathu kapena system yathu ikhozopangitsa kuti utumi kuyende kapena usayende. Is our system accommodative? Is it inclusive? Are we able to listen to what the young people are saying? Do we pay attention to their needs? Is there any room for them to be actively involved or not? Kapena nthawi zonse timafuna tizingo apangira zinthu. So I want us as SCOM to move from mina tradition imene timango apangira china chili chose tizialola azipanga zinthu zina tiziaona kena kuti tiziakonza ngatala kwitsa tiziaphunzisa tiziakonza as they go along. Number 5, we know that we have done a good job by looking at the impact of our ministry. At the end of everything else, who do these young people become? Are they able to remain in the faith? Are they able to disciple other believers? What about their influence in society? Their role in the church? In the end, we want to see responsible young men taking up positions in the church, in society. Akakula nkumakalamba, we want to see them still remaining in the faith. Tikamaona kuchirimika, tizanyadira kuti ako masikomo tinagwira ntchito yota yotamandika. So we can only assess the effectiveness of our ministry by looking at the final product, what they become after we have done everything else.
That was Ellen Napala, who was introducing the teaching Effectiveness in Youth Ministry. Be there again next week as she will continue with the teaching by specifically looking at characteristics or indicators of effective youth ministry and many more areas.
Hi, my name is Duncan Chiani and you're listening to Inside SCOM.
Now, let's hear New Year's messages from the SCOM National Executive Committee Chairperson as well as the SCOM General Secretary.
Hello everyone and Happy New Year. My name is Wormsman Jeremiah. I'm SCOM National Executive Committee Chairperson and I would like to wish you a very happy and blessed 2025. I would like to thank each one of you for your love and dedication to serving the students and saving generations. In line with our theme for this year, we are pressing on towards the mark. Let's continue doing the work of God. Let's continue being the light and the salt of the world. Let's remember doing good to our family and friends. Let's remember to make resolutions that will transform our lives. Remember that the nation and the world at large is waiting for the manifestation of the children of God. So rise up in your respective places, demonstrate the excellence of God through everything that you do. We wish you a very happy and blessed New Year. Happy New Year 2025. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Frank Lalitsochozenga. You are listening to Inside SCOM.
My name is Ellen Napala, the General Secretary of the Student Christian Organization of Malawi, SCOM. On behalf of the SCOM leadership, all staff at the Secretariat, and of course on my own behalf, I would like to wish all our members a more blessed and prosperous New Year 2025. I know different people welcome the New Year differently, with mixed feelings and emotions, but I would like to encourage you all to welcome 2025 with gratitude to God for giving you a new chance at life. Regardless of how 2024 was, I would like to urge you all to look at 2025 as an opportunity for a fresh start. Therefore, plan and live your life in a way that helps to maximize every opportunity that comes your way. As Ephesians 5 verses 15 to 16 says, and I would like to read that one for you. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. So the new year is an opportunity given by God to do certain things differently if you want to see change in our lives. Therefore, be committed to your resolutions and work hard in your studies, as it is one of those opportunities given by God to improve your life in general. May God keep you in good health throughout 2025 and give you success in every good thing that you do. Happy, happy New Year. Thank you.
Well, that's what we had time for in today's edition of Inside SCOM. For questions, feedback, or if you want to share a testimony or SCOM updates, please let's get in touch on 0881-775-483. The number again, 0881-775-483. You can also find out more about SCOM or download a copy of this program on the SCOM website, www.scommalawi.org. Remember to like and follow our Facebook page, which its link is facebook.com/scom.mw for more updates about SCOM. Until next Sunday, 1:30 in the afternoon, we'll bring to you another episode of Inside SCOM. Keep on listening to TWR. Today, you are with me, Michael Kaidon.
SCOM! Jesus loves you.
SCOM!